Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. I'm comedian Bobby Ha, along with comedian Ben Rosenfeld, and a very special guest today, comedian Aaron Berg. Hey. One of the funniest guys out there, and he's here because this is our last podcast of the Passive Aggressive Podcast, the last one.
Unless we set a new download record, then we might have to do it for a whole other year.
But I doubt that'll happen, and I'm not coming back anyway.
It's amazing. It's such an honor to be here on the last one ever.
Well, had you heard of the podcast until last week when I asked if you wanted to do it?
Well, I knew that you used to do one with Mike Vecchione.
This is the same podcast.
Yeah, and I was always like, "Why? I can't picture those two guys hanging out together." So I thought maybe that'd make for a good podcast.
Me and Mike, you can't picture.
Yeah, I could never picture you guys hanging out together.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, he's an athlete, handsome, and I thought, okay, that must be good for podcasting, because when you put two people that are very different together, it works out well for podcasting, and I never listened to it, because I don't really listen to podcasts a lot, and then I saw Bobby, I think, somewhere else. I'd heard about him through
the Fat Baby guys. That's the only place he's allowed.
Yeah, they love him over there. And then,
what are you talking about, the only place I'm allowed? Dude, I'm a monster comedian.
Monster? You could have stopped at monster,
excuse
Bobby.
Excuse me. You are a jerk off. But I'm not going to start that. The whole show is going to be nice to you today, Ben. But now you want me to tell you suck, Ben. You're the worst fucking comedian I've ever seen in my fucking life. You couldn't even do a fucking open mic down the fucking road here. You're horrible. Why don't you fucking be a director and fucking do something with your life?
Passive-aggressive.
Ah, I get it.
If you're curious about how to name comes
about. Do you really feel that way about Ben? If you had to rank in the worst comics that you've ever seen in your life, and I'm talking pros, open micers, if you had to, where would he rank?
He's an open micer.
Okay. But there's different levels of open mic.
He's like not a good level open mic.
Okay, so like you would say the lowest, but not the worst. I've seen worse.
But yeah, he's right worse. Up there with him.
I think that's the best compliment I'm going to ever get out of Bobby. You're not the worst comedian I've ever seen.
And what is it? It's a combination of things.
And you're one of the best I've seen.
Oh, thank you. I work hard at it. But
I also work hard at being this mediocre.
Yeah.
No, you don't. No. It's that way. Ben, it's just that's your way. If you did something smart with your life and try to be a director, maybe you could do something. Me and Mike, we tried to help you out. We put you in the podcast with us. It was me and Mike's idea. You know that. And I decided to put you in the podcast. Am I right?
Yeah.
I helped you out. For 2 years, I had to deal with you.
2 years.
2 fucking years with this podcast. And that's enough. Yeah. You're a smart guy. Be a fucking director. You have a talent at it. Do it. Quit the stand-up bullshit. You're not going to ever make it as a stand-up comedian. Ever.
Apparently this
I'm telling you as advice, good advice, like parental advice. You're a fucking great director. Be a director. Don't be fucking something you're not. Have you ever gotten any forward going as a stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
Where?
Headline Caroline's twice.
Listen, that's bullshit. It was a bullshit thing because you sucked their ass and you had to do things for them. How much did they pay you? Come on. Let's get real here. Headline.
This is my intervention, apparently.
How much did they pay you? That's a good question.
Yeah, what'd they pay you?
Do you get paid for that? I don't think you get paid.
You got paid, not much.
A few grand? 50, 60 grand?
Well, listen. You know how much I make on shows, right?
Yes.
Okay. You got to get paid, buddy.
Yeah.
I get paid. I had a show in my hometown of Stamford, Connecticut this last Friday.
Yeah?
And what did you make?
Headline that.
And how many people showed up?
50 people there. Room sat 60. It was almost sold out.
And did you keep everything?
Most of it.
Yeah? So you made what?
Made some money.
Don't worry
about my finances.
I'm trying to help you make at least $1,000. I don't think you're ever going to make that. You're never going to be on that television. They don't have fucking MIT TV.
Yeah, you don't want to leave the city for less than a grand.
I just found my...
Listen, that's not really television. That's not...
Bobby.
That's a show I actually watch, Brain Games.
What's Brain Games?
It's a like show...
National Geographic show.
No, it's a show that actually... It shows you how your brain works, how people look at things.
Yeah.
How we conceive things to be one thing, but actually it's another.
Okay.
And how the brain actually works. It shows you how the brain works, and it gives you exercises that help you... Keep your brain up so you don't get into the fall to the Alzheimer's or anything.
It makes you feel smart and like you're learning something, but you're probably not.
Well, because your brain is, you're still going to look at things basically the same way in life. What else, Ben?
Ready to get to the topics, Bob?
Well, no. What did you do this weekend, Ben? Then we're going to talk to Mr. Berg, our special guest here.
Yeah.
and ask him what he did this weekend. Because that's what the fans wanted to see the whole time. They don't want to get to the topic, so calm the fuck down. We've had the fans speak, and that's what happened. Is that your whole weekend?
Friday, I was in Stanford.
Did you go see your father?
Yeah, yeah. I hung out with my dad all Friday afternoon, Saturday morning.
Okay, that's good.
Then I went back to the city.
If you hung out with your father, that was a good thing. Now, Mr. Berg, what did you do this weekend?
Did some shows Saturday.
Yeah, we don't care
about
that.
Yeah,
Sunday. Talk to Mr. Berg here.
I worked. I did comedy.
Did you bang your ass this weekend?
I had sex yesterday. I had a girlfriend. I have a girlfriend. Yeah, you got to schedule sex and stuff. So we scheduled sex.
You actually schedule it?
Yeah, we pretty much schedule it.
Yeah, because they're busy. They're both busy.
Yeah, you're busy people. And you got to have sex. I got to take my shirt off. I'm hot.
Right. He wants to flex. He's a go to the gym every day.
Actually,
I'm going to start tomorrow.
Look at that. I got to go right after this. I go train chest. Yeah.
I should do 485 on the incline.
That's insane.
I'm 58 years old.
Yeah.
I remember this.
You look great for 58.
Yeah. And I just to work out, and I was in prison for a long time. All I did was lift.
Yeah, that's all you can do. You got to lift.
Lift and sleep.
Lift the or fuck. Or fuck in jail.
When you're in the fucking prison, you ain't going to be fucking too much.
You fuck sometimes.
No, I don't. And I fuck dudes, but I don't fuck nobody in prison. It's
you didn't fuck
no
anyone
condom.
In prison?
That's no, I did not. Never had sex in prison.
That's true. No condoms.
So you were celibate for 5 years.
Yeah. Jerk
you masturbate.
Yeah. You masturbate like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Make a pussy out of a yogurt cup. You do shit like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get
a rubber glove. You get Vaseline.
A piece of liver. A piece of liver. Get a guy.
You kill for a piece of liver in jail. It's fucking, what's this? Black pussy? You love it. You get it's exotic.
And I used to be in the same fucking block with the guys in the mess hall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, because they get the food.
They get the food.
You work with the guys in the mess hall, you got access to food.
And you get all your proteins, so you're able to work out and you get stronger.
Yeah.
And I used to work in the yard. My job was putting the weights away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good fucking job.
Yeah, it's a good job.
I'm out there first, and we get our own weight station, and we start working out.
I thought they stopped prisons from having weights because people were getting bludgeoned by the
now
weights.
I heard they did. This is, I remember when I did the many years in prison.
I think that's by a state law, too. I think there's still several states that still have weights. Yeah, you need weights.
No, when I was in Nevada, they had no weights.
Yeah.
I just did another year recently in Nevada.
Yeah.
It was for nothing.
Yeah.
About 6 years ago.
Which county?
Oh, no, it was Clark County,
yeah.
the Las Vegas there. And what happens, so they took me to a high desert prison, which is their bad prison, I guess, over there. But they have no weights there.
Yeah.
So it's just the pull-ups and dips.
Ugh. It's horrible.
Just plyometric training for a year, that is prison.
Well, it wasn't a full year, it was like 10 months, but they still sent me to the worst place because I already had a very bad record.
Yeah.
So I just did my pull-ups and dips every day. And push-ups.
Yeah.
And I stayed in shape like that. I was in good shape when I came out.
Yeah.
I will say Aaron is the first guest we've had on the show that looks as muscular as Bobby.
What about fucking Mike Vecchio?
I stand by my statement.
I'm probably in better shape than Vecchio.
No, you're in better shape, because you're more cut up. You're like more...
Yeah, Mike's leaner.
You're working out, though, just for the... you do the bodybuilding type workout. So you do a lot of reps.
Yeah.
More than the heavy weight.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's bodybuilding reps. I thought it's less reps, more weight.
No, I do reps.
I go through different phases. I mean, I'm
You got to change up. You got to muscle confuse. Like Mike Vecchione's last album there, Muscle Confusion.
Get it on
which
iTunes.
Which is online at iTunes.
Yeah.
We still help Mike Vecchione try to make a few dollars here. Poor bastard. Poor bastard that he is. No, but right now, Ben, you should see yourself. You look terrible.
Yeah, I'm definitely
not that you're a bitch. I'm fat as a fuck.
I'm definitely the least muscular of the three.
I lose this in 3 weeks.
The fat.
Yeah, I just do my 6 mile walks.
Yeah, because he's got old school. He's got muscle underneath. He's got muscle memory.
Yeah. It comes right back to you.
That's a big belly, though. What's it from? Beer? No. You drink? You had surgery.
Yeah, surgery. The whole
hernia?
I have 2 hernias. I still have them.
Yeah.
And I have the whole stomach had to be taken out and shoved back in.
Ugh!
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Yeah.
At least you don't have a bag. You don't have to walk around with a colostomy bag.
That's the worst.
That'll ruin your pussy game.
I don't have pussy. I fuck boys in the ass.
That's it?
Chinese boys. Well, I had a good weekend, though.
Yeah.
I fucked a Chinese, a Korean, and another Chinese.
Where'd you meet
that's
him?
That's like a triple
in a box
pound.
Down by the river? Were they in a
no.
box?
Ooh, when they see a wrist of ephemerae, Mr. Ha-Ha. When you fucking finish me off, boy, I fucking should have shot your ass back in Da Nang. That's sucking my dicky. Welcome to a Jersey Piers. You tell them, ooh, it's a Jersey Pier. Maybe I'll take you to the driving lounge after this.
That's it. Fucking bang Asian boys and little yellow assholes on
it. Oh, they're the best.
That's your thing.
That's the best.
What do you like the best? Do you call them names while you're fucking them? Like, you little gook. You fucking, I tell you, Eisenhower should have fucking destroyed all your bag in a rice paddy. When I'm done with you, I'm going to shit on your chest and call you chopped up Charlie, you goddamn slant. Now suck my dick if you want your New Jersey pass card, boy.
Yes! We might have to start a new massive aggressive podcast. Yeah.
That'd be great. So you only bang Asian dudes. I never banged Asian
dudes. No, I banged other ones too, but Asians are my preferred.
Black dudes?
Not really, but it depends. But I'll tell you, my thing is Asian dudes.
Yeah.
I'll bang anything that looks cute.
So where do you fight? You go on Grindr and shit?
No, not Grindr. Grindr's like bullshit.
Yeah.
You got the Adam for Adam's my best.
Yeah.
Oh, I catch them. The other day I had like 24 in one day.
Really?
24?
24. I don't know how many I got today. I didn't look what you
said. Oh, you mean messages, not people that came over.
No, but they want to come over.
Right, right. But you gotta like ration it out like 4 or 5 a day.
Well, most of them I tell them go fuck themselves. They don't really look cute like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I fuck all 20-year-olds. The other one I fucked the other day is a 20-year-old.
You brought enough boys over, I know.
Oh, I brought them over for the show. That's why he got mad.
Oh, you bring him over here?
Yeah, he listened to the 100th episode.
Yeah, but if you brought Asian people to my house, I'd be upset as a motherfucker. I wouldn't care if you were fucking them. I'd be like, yeah, get these. It was fucking disgusting. How do you deal with their hygiene?
They're a clean race.
Come on.
No, these are the cleanest motherfuckers
you ever
seen.
See them on the subway fucking digging up their noses looking for American freedom? They pick their noses like crazy. I videotape guys fucking picking their faces and looking at. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, come on!
No, the ones I get the cleanest motherfuckers you ever seen.
Really?
The cleanest.
Huh?
Well, they won't go to good schools. Everything they come over here.
I've had two Chinese roommates in my life. They were, I think, Chinese. I mean, Hong Kong. They're all the same to me. But, like, I went to boarding school. When I was a kid, I was a bad kid, so I got sent to boarding school, and I had two Chinese roommates. One was Peter Lau. And the other one was Tony Wong. And I
fucked with Peter Lau.
Maybe it was him. I mean, I always thought he was gay. Well, I was jacking off on him while he slept. Yeah, welcome to freedom, boy.
I like how you go into a Texas accent.
Yeah, I have to do that. It takes the sting out of it. And I remember, they would clip their nails all willy-nilly. You'd walk in, they're clipping their nails. They're fucking... One of them would have night terrors. I remember he'd wake up, what the hell are you? And I was like, oh man, you okay? And I used to steal their shit too. Everybody had a lockbox. When I needed money, I'd break into his lockbox because his parents would send him over a ton of money from wherever the fucking in Korea or Hong Kong he was from. Nice guys though.
Yeah, you're taking their money and everything.
Yeah, nice guys.
Did you bang any of them?
No, I never banged a Chinese dude. I banged a Filipino woman in the back. I had a BMW for a while.
You sure it was a woman?
Yeah, she was hot, and she came all over the seat of the car, and it stained the BMW seat of the car. She was hot. I've had two Asian hookers. I had two Asian hookers in Vancouver.
You're from Vancouver?
No, I'm from Toronto. I live here.
From Vancouver, though.
I was on the
road. There's a lot of Asians there.
Yeah, there's a lot of Asians there. And I used to do coke, so I did a bit of coke one night, and I was like, I want to have a threesome. So I called up two Asian hookers, spent $400. It was okay. I was excited. Could have gotten it for cheaper, but it was, $400, and one was blowing me. They wouldn't do shit with each other. That pissed me off. I was like, kiss her. She's like, oh, no English. I was like, kiss her! She's like, oh, scary. And then they blew me. And they try and get you to come quick. That's hookers try and trade. They got shit to do. Asian hookers especially. Right. They got to go use their snatches to drug mule shit.
They got to get the good snapping pussy.
Yeah, they drug mule and boxes. They fucking
do you sell like a snapping pussy more than a regular pussy?
Yeah, I like pussy where like the lips cling to your cock when you're
snapping
pussy.
A good snapping. They have the... hold on.
Sure. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they learned, Asian hookers learn in early age because their uncles would like bang them in rickshaws. Really?
He gets that old fucking Jewish pushy there with the fucking lips just hang out there. Let's just show him
I bet you
show him a fucking black American Express card.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden that motherfucker grabs all the fucking dick. That fucking Jewish pussy.
Yeah.
They, oi! Oi, oi, Jaime, Jaime, what are you doing here, Jaime? Oi, oi, is that the Black American Express?
Yeah.
Jaime, what are you doing, you lovely thing, you? Oi, oi, boy. What, Martha? Oi, it's so good that all of a sudden. Oi.
I'm glad we managed to
offend. What are you doing, too? Oi.
Do you fuck Jackie Mason all the time? It sounds like Jackie Mason.
No, I can do him perfectly, but I don't like to do him because, you know, I don't like him.
Okay.
I'm glad we've managed to offend all our Asian and Jewish listeners 15 minutes in.
Jackie Mason's more like, oh, you boy, I take the Ben Rosenfeld, he doesn't teach, he doesn't like, oh, he takes the stinker, the put the sticker, the poop shooter,
yeah.
And the poop shooter, the Ben.
Have you met Jackie Mason before?
Never met him.
I met him once. He was at the stand. His hair didn't look that real when I saw him. Did you notice that? Yeah, he got a wig. And his daughter, Ben used to date his daughter, right?
Was it Jackie or was it Chiba?
Never.
It was Jackie.
Because you can't really tell the two apart. I should say that.
Chiba wears sundresses more.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chiba wears sundresses more.
More often.
That's an interesting story to hear about. I haven't heard the full thing about that.
Oh, we'll tell you the story one day. That was a good weekend for me. I banged a few. And Ben, what's on the news this week?
I'm glad you asked, Bobby.
I know you're sitting there dying to eat with the fucking
dying
card.
Got the card. This is we go through news topics every week. Sometimes we argue over whatever to talk about weekends or straight to the news.
Did you go to the gym yet?
No, I'm going to the gym after this.
We're actually not listed in the comedy section of iTunes. We're in the news and politics section, which is why I like to get to the news right away.
Okay.
But Bobby likes to slow burn into them. I guess Bobby's sexual romps are news in parts of gay Asia.
The dude banged three Asians this week. It's fucking amazing.
That's a slow week. Dude, it's a slow week.
Yeah.
I bought the one here the week before. That's why the other one got mad this Sunday. The 20-year-old got mad because he's in my house. He put on the podcast.
Yeah.
And he heard the podcast. Oh. He heard the other Ching Chow in the background.
Yeah. Ching Chow.
Go, yeah, Bobby, fuck me 8 hours.
Oh.
He goes, you didn't fuck me 8 hours, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well,
that's what he got mad about?
No, because his pussy wasn't that good as the other ones.
His pussy's his ass.
I was able
dirt
to follow.
Dirt pussy, we call
no,
it.
No, but they were clean. Clean as a whistle.
Yeah, but it's still dirt pussy. Shit
and,
comes
and,
out
and
of it.
They're both Korean, too, so they don't like each other.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, do Korean gays not get along?
No, all of them don't get it. You know, they don't like their own kind. And then if somebody else they hear that has a better time, then you're giving them.
I don't think 8 hours is a good time.
Oh, 8 hours is a great time, especially if you do what we're doing,
yeah? Yeah, I don't fuck 8 hours anymore. What do you do? You take pills? Yeah. What do you think? Blue or yellow?
I go for the yellow.
Yeah.
The Cialis.
Yellow used to hurt my back. That was the problem. I took a yellow once. I was dating this girl that was like 4'10", so short.
So about the same height as you?
Yeah, I'm 5'6", but anyway, so she came over and I took it. Yeah. You know, you don't wait until you're going to do something. You take it because you're like, oh, she's coming over. And then she's like, oh, we shouldn't do anything. It's our first night. I was like, yeah, I mean, you can't rape women. You know, Cosby gets in trouble for it. So it's like, I was like, all right, I'll just deal with this. She left. I rubbed one out. And then, like, I'm like, oh, my back started hurting.
Because you shoot a real good load. You got to fuck.
It's like all the blood goes into that area. And it kills. It kills. So I had a bad experience with Cialis. I don't take pills anymore. I stopped drinking. So my dick works again. But
well, mine works anyway. Like, yeah. I didn't do anything. On Saturday night, it was. I didn't do anything. That was Friday night. Saturday, I did the one. Sunday night, I was fucking one, and I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do nothing. This one didn't deserve to get a pill.
Yeah.
It was all right. He was cute. But I know because he was a shapeshifter.
What's a shapeshifter, Bobby?
He's a fucking alien. I don't know what the fuck he is. Like, he has a birthmark on one eye, right?
Okay.
And the picture, though, no, but he's actually still cute.
All right.
He's still very cute. Even with the birthmark, it gives him a little character, but he's actually very cute.
He's the Cindy Crawford of
Asians. No. On the pictures, he got it on this side.
Yeah.
And then now, all of a sudden, it's on this side. But it's not like a mirror image type of thing. It's like it just changed.
Mm-hmm.
So, what the fuck is a shape-shifting
alien?
Maybe
it's a liver spot.
No, it's a fucking alien. There's a bunch of fucking aliens out here. Don't think they're not fucking aliens all around here. And they say they're from fucking Korea and fucking Japan and fucking China. Because, are you in China? Nah.
20 minutes in, Bobby's first conspiracy.
Aliens,
conspiracy. Huh? It's not a conspiracy. Yes, it is.
I've stopped saying theories for you, Bobby. I just say conspiracy.
Sounds interesting.
I'm telling you, this was definitely a shape-shifting fucking alien.
I've never met an alien before.
Oh, you probably have, but they haven't shifted right in front of you, so you can't really tell.
So you had sex with an alien.
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't? I mean, come on.
Ben?
I mean, maybe they didn't have their green card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Topics, since you asked. You guys should be able to weigh in on that.
Yeah.
They're laughing because of my joke, Bob.
Topics.
They're Waco, Texas.
Biker shootout. Look, I love it. It's finally time for some good white-on-white violence. These people aren't thugs. Everyone say, well, why don't you call them thugs? Because they're not black people running around the street, lighting shit on fire, stealing stuff. The notion, the word thug is derived from...
The India,
which also is interpreted as
thief.
You're absolutely correct. He did his research on this. So you can't call white bikers thugs that shoot each other. Violent criminals, yes, they're not thugs. Fox News went out of their way yesterday to say the word thug, where they were like, these thugs, because they knew that they were going to get some anti-N-word mail. And I'm like, they're not thugs. It's biker stuff happens. Very attuned into that subculture.
Me too.
And
I know a lot of them.
It was the Bandidos, and it was the Cossacks in Texas, and there's like some spin-off gangs, but it happens.
It happens.
And everyone's speculating, it's over turf. This isn't West Side Story.
It was over parking lot.
That's not got run over. No, someone's caught a sneaker.
It was parking. It was the whole thing now, they said it's over a parking dispute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said someone's foot got run over or something.
Whatever, it was a
parking dispute. Or a sneaker got scuffed.
It wasn't about sneaker. And why would you say that's a black thing, man? Because you're a racist fuck? You fucking dirty fuck you. You want me to give your address out here and let our listeners come over here and they'll fucking straighten you out? But you get on that fucking... Go drive the J train at night and see what happens to your fucking ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't go on that J train. Unless you have cocoa butter to lube up their dicks while they jack off. Because they love jacking off on the J train. They get crazy. And you can't tell them. You can't be like, hey, you want to get some headphones so you can listen to it? They don't like headphones on that J train.
No.
They like to listen to the rap out loud. Yeah. And if you look at them weird, they get upset.
Yeah.
The D-Train, they would do that on, too, uptown.
So, sometimes the headphones, they have those new headphones where you turn the headphones out like speakers.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very disrespectful people on the train.
Yeah?
Yeah. You haven't noticed this?
I don't know. I don't live out there.
I had a racist belief destroyed this week where usually I'm on the train, if I see a black person listening to music with no headphones on, I videotape them. Just to show, I'm like, look, my stereotype's right. Black people hate headphones. And then, the other night, there was like four goth kids on the train.
Doing the same thing.
And I was like, I can't believe it.
Did you video them?
No, I was like, it destroyed racism for me. I was like, yeah, I had my pre-structured belief, which was black people are totally ignorant on the train. They listen to their music out loud, and it's only black people. And then, no, white people.
A lot of people on the train are assholes, regardless of race.
Well, today I helped the whole car, because when I got on the train at Kew Gardens...
Uh-oh.
No, a kid got on 71st.
Mm-hmm.
With three other kids. And he asked me, he says, are you a cop? I said, what the fuck is your business? What I am?
Yeah.
He goes, well, I just want to dance. I said, listen, I don't know what the fuck I am. And they would not dance. Because they said, that guy's a cop.
Yeah.
So I saved those people from having the American's Best Dance Crews on the fucking train here.
Bobby Haha, American hero.
No, because they were going to do America's Best Dance Crews, kicking people and every fucking
thing else.
And I've seen the same kids before. They're not that impressive.
No.
I've seen a couple of them that were pretty good on the train.
Yeah, I've seen a couple that are pretty good. Then you see some people that are trying to learn, and it's like, yeah, go on
open
a worse train.
You can't open mic a six train at rush hour.
The Ben Rosenfelds of the dance community.
They should learn on the J train at like 3 in the morning.
Hey, you can't be doing prime time here. They gotta do bringers on the train. You gotta bring eight people if you want to dance on this. This is the F train, baby.
F train.
This is high end.
Yeah, you gotta bring.
Can't just show up. This is a bringer, bro.
Yeah, this is the real shit. That's like playing a theater.
You gotta do bringers on the G train before you get ready to go to the F train.
G train at 1 in the on a weekday.
Yeah.
1 p.m.
Yeah, you try to do a fucking F train during fucking, during the main day.
F train will eat you up alive, bro.
Yeah. You gotta bring your game. You gotta bring your right game.
Yeah. You're working at a Dangerfields level. We want to get you to a Comedy Cellar level.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you better go get on that F train, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta bring it first on the G. Like, bring it by bringing 8 people.
Yeah.
And your whole relatives and everything else. What else?
So, biker shootout, no one's outraged, there isn't more coverage.
Who gives a fuck? They got mad at each other. The guy, they parking, it was a fight. Big deal. A couple guys got killed. The police killed 4 of them. 5 were killed by other bikers. 4 were killed by police.
It's good. A little bit of white crime is good for the country. It makes people feel like racism's almost over. You know, it was a tough summer. There's going to be more riots once those Baltimore charges are all dropped. Yeah. And then there's going to be, you know, city's going to burn for a few
days. But we
don't
live in Baltimore.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to hit New York. They're going to protest in New York. Yeah, but NYPD's been stepping up their game since that de Blasio fuck up. They've been stepping their game up. Remember the protests here started? They shut it right down. Yeah. They had speakers out. They're like, you cannot protest on the street. Everyone's like, why are you arresting us? Because we told you you can't protest, you dummy.
You can only protest in certain areas.
Yeah.
You can't block the traffic and everything because now you're becoming a criminal.
Yeah.
When you block people's the way to go from one place to another, now you're becoming a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but sometimes you need to do things that are borderline. No.
Borderline my fucking ass. You want to do something, I don't care who you are. White, black, green, purple. You want to protest, they have protest zones for you to protest, to be heard.
Yeah.
But you don't get heard there because people just go around that zone.
Why should you block other people from going about their day? Now you're becoming a criminal.
Yeah.
Well, just an asshole.
No, you're an asshole.
There's a difference
between
an asshole
and a criminal. And that's why, when you do comedy, it's the same thing. You're being an asshole when you shouldn't do it. Okay, next topic.
David Letterman's last show tomorrow night.
Good for
tonight,
David.
Isn't it? Tonight.
The 20th.
Tomorrow. Dave's great.
He only tapes 3 days a week, so it's the end of the
night. I met him once, and the guy's a great guy.
I love his honesty. I love the way that he would handle scandals by getting to him before anybody else got to him. And, you know, the guy wasn't perfect, but he was fantastic. Great dude.
The guy was great.
Missed.
Good run, and it's nice that he's not going to make a comeback like some other...
For what, 83 he started, right?
Yeah, something like
that. Almost, 33
years. Over 30 years.
Yeah, 33 years, 32 and a half years, Pretty good.
Is he going to cry?
Oh, yeah, he'll probably
cry. I think he'll have some moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll probably cry.
He'll get some nice ratings tomorrow.
All
I got to
do is show him a DVD of Ben. He'll cry.
And then they're going to do,
I'll be on the Letterman show.
Cool. No, you won't be on the show. Just show it to him. Privately under the desk, and that'll make him get tears come to his eyes.
Then Colbert is going to take over.
Yes,
that'll be interesting.
I don't know. I'm not. I went and saw Colbert taping once, and I was in the front row, and he goes, "Hey, what do you bench?" And I said, "Hey, just 225." He goes, "You got to step up." So I stood up, and he goes, "Oh, we have security here, just so you know." And security came out. Like, he got worried. He said, "Step up," and I stepped up, and then he got worried. Yeah.
Oh, he didn't believe that you would come back with a nice comic response like that by stepping up.
Yeah. So he was worried I was going to attack.
Well, you know what? Even the guys that worked for him. I remember when Danny LaBelle was a intern for him.
Yeah.
And Danny said they weren't allowed to talk to him.
I've heard some bad stories
Letterman
about him.
Letterman.
No.
Colbert.
I've heard that about Letterman, where he doesn't really talk to most of his staff.
No.
Well, I know one thing. He puts a lot of them on the show, like a lot of those guys from the Stagehands Union. He put them on all the time. Yeah. He put them on the show. So I think he did talk to his staff. They all love him.
Mm-hmm.
I met him one time. He's very nice. He's a very cordial guy.
Colbert doesn't talk to his staff?
No, I've heard complaints about Colbert.
And they're not allowed to talk to the stars that come on the show or anybody else that comes on.
Yeah.
Because Danny LaBelle, you know, he does pretty well now himself. He had the Comical Radio, which he put me in the top 10 of all time, right next to George Carlin. Mm-hmm. And also, he had he has now the, what do you call that thing? The, what's the name of that show he has down in L.A.?
Kind of philosophy.
Philosophers.
Yeah.
Philosophers. The Philosophers, something Philosophers.
Yeah.
And he has a couple of good shows himself with great talent on there. And I was on there myself 11 times. But we're not going to talk about that now, but... No.
I just hope our last podcast...
Modern-day philosophers.
I hope our last podcast...
Modern-day philosophers.
I hope our last podcast...
We give a big shout-out, Danny LaBelle. I got to give Danny LaBelle a shout-out.
Give him a shout-out.
And Matty Goldberg while you're at it. What the fuck?
Yeah, Matty Goldberg's a nice guy.
Right, very nice.
I just hope our last podcast doesn't overshadow Dave Letterman's last episode.
Well, that's why we do an Oz today.
That's right.
We're going to overcut Dave Letterman.
We don't want to fight over headlines.
And last night was the last of the following. Yeah, Mad Men was Sunday.
Yep.
Lot of good things ending this week.
Yeah.
And our show.
And our show. Yeah, one bad thing. But at least we got Aaron Berg on before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Memorial Day weekend show. It's exciting.
Wow. And it's not even Memorial Day yet.
Memorial Day's coming up. What? Oh, it's going to be good.
It's my grandson's birthday.
That's great.
Give him a shout out, Kai. He'll
shout
be
out to the grandson.
Big
Kai. And it's Giulio Gallerotti's birthday, the 23rd.
Giulio Gallerotti.
You know how I know it's his birthday?
Because that's when you had your
that's
raid?
I drugged them all up. Giulio, Ricky Velez, all these guys. I drugged them all up one night. Well, they alleged I drugged them all up.
Yeah.
They've been on the show to dispute that Bobby had their way with him, but Bobby...
Listen, all I know is one thing. They were drugged up on bath salts and everything else.
Yeah.
And they were fighting in the streets and everything. Giulio's girlfriend punched some guy, and then Giulio punched him too or something. And all kinds of crazy shit happened. And I ran off. Because my granddaughter, my daughter, was in labor from 6 o'clock at night till 11 the next morning. She finally pushed this guy out. But I had to stay up all night.
So you took bath salts to stay up for your grandson's
birth. I was in the hospital fucking taking bumps of bath salts and other things.
Grandfather of the year, everyone.
I was there, buddy.
On bath salts!
Listen, I was sober.
On bath salts!
Dude, I was sober as a judge.
Yeah. On bath salts.
No, first of all, it just wakes you up. It's like an amphetamine. And I take amphetamines every day.
Yeah.
I prescribe them by the doctor. Okay? Jerk off face. I get 30 milligrams a day, twice a day, of Adderall. Because I have ADHD. So the bath salts, all that was doing was keeping me awake while I waited for my grandson, well, I was a good grandfather, to stay up that late and still be there for my daughter when they gave the baby out, when the baby came.
Yeah.
And now I got another baby coming, grandson coming, in September.
And then, eat some faces. That's what they do on bath
salts. No, first of all, the guy that ate the guy's face in Florida was not on bath salts. The only thing he had in his blood was THC, which is marijuana.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
Okay, I don't know that.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
If you kept up with the whole case... The whole thing was THC was in the guy's system.
So bath salts are good. We've resolved that.
Bath salts good, pot bad.
Pot bad.
That's Dr. Bobby Haha's final comment.
Cover of Time magazine this week has the benefits of marijuana in mice testing. They should revise that and test bath salts on mice. That's all we're saying.
No, the bath salts I'm talking about are the ones you take a bath in.
Okay.
Not the ones people use to drug. I would never give that to
people. No, never. Speaking of drugged out ideas, Mitt Romney boxed Evander Holyfield for some charity event in Utah.
Okay, that's ridiculous. It's just, that's just ridiculous.
The most ridiculous.
That's not news. Let's go to some news here. Put some news on.
The fact
on.
That
that's,
they would show that Mitt Romney without a shirt on was disturbing.
That is not even news. Who gives a fuck? Okay, what else you got there? That's
another week, another fake outrage at a comedian's bit. Their internet was up in arms.
Who's that, Aaron Burke?
Louis C.K. One of his jokes, which I think Mick DeFlo had
about
a similar joke for longer.
Who did?
Mick DeFlo, the child molester.
I don't know who that
is. What joke was that?
The I haven't seen the Louis version.
Louis did a great bit where he just said, child molesters, how hard it is for them not to molest children, because it's so good to them. And he's like, I love Mounds bars. When I'm eating a Mounds bar, there's nothing else I could do. So he basically, it wasn't a defense, it was a brilliant bit, very funny, and then of course, people get offended about everything.
Well, first of all, they just did a study.
It's outrage porn.
They just did a study about that.
About child porn?
No, about people that go after children.
Yeah.
They found something in the brain.
Semen.
No, that
what
was,
did they find?
That was on their face. No, what happens
they're
is...
They're all genetically Greek?
No, they genetically... When they see, like when you see a woman, right? Or I see a Chinese guy.
Mm-hmm.
We get aroused.
Or I see a Chinese woman.
Oh, I said, when you see a girl, you jerk off. But you see, you try to do it. You see, you can't do comedy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're trying to make a comeback. It didn't work. No,
I was trying
rapping.
To yes and
you got
Bobby.
Aaron Berg looking at his fucking email now.
Yeah.
No, here's the deal. Here's the scientific proof of it. They found out in the brain what happens with pedophiles is the same thing that hits your arousal when you see a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them aroused when they see a child. They cannot help it.
Well,
now, not the same.
Men can help it. If I see a woman and I get aroused, I can help it.
I understand this. But that's the same arousal they get from that.
They can't help the arousal.
They can't help the arousal. They can but help a lot of them actually. But you see, a lot of people, they don't know what to do. They have this feeling. A lot of them can control it. And they don't rape children or anything. But they still get that feeling when they see children.
Sure.
But they don't know have anyone to talk to about it. So it's kind of fucked up their life because they can't go into a fucking psychologist's office and say, look, I see these kids and I want to have fucking sex with them.
Right, they got
but they realize now that there's people, a lot of people, that actually have this. And it sucks. I guess it would suck for that. I mean, thank goodness I don't have anything like that.
Yeah.
I like them over 20-something years old. Yeah. I don't even want them 18 or 17.
I like old witches.
Yeah,
I'm the opposite. Elder abuse. That's what I...
That's what I told the kid the other day when I was fucking him. I almost had a heart attack. I said, you know, you're going to get arrested if I have a heart attack and die here for fucking elder abuse.
Right as you're about to come, you should look at him and go, you're not my grandson. How'd you get in here? Leave my purse. Where's my pocketbook? Where's my pocketbook? Are you delivering the laundry? Ask him if they're delivering the laundry. Ah, you're frightening me. Get out. Are you the cleaning lady, you Filipino?
I should do that because usually I have to drive them home.
Yeah.
This is not all that.
Pretend you have dementia, right, as you bust. You're not my grandson. By the great Scots ghost. Ah, get very Shakespearean and start yelling.
Great Scott, that was the guy from Superman. That was the guy from Batman. Great Scott. Great Caesar's ghost.
Yeah. Great Caesar's ghost. And pretend you don't know what your cum is. Go like, why is glue leaking out of me? This is elder abuse. Elder abuse. I've got to call my congressman. And then be like, oh, you okay, Mr. Ha-Ha? Give me my pocketbook back. My pocketbook, I say. Where's your rickshaw parked? Where's your rickshaw? I don't want to fight Ganga Din. Please, leave me. No tiki, no laundry.
This is the best show we had yet, man, without Roberto here. Yeah, this is the best. I gotta use that one. Yeah. And I'm gonna tape it and give it to you.
Yeah. Ooh, my hip, did you steal my hip? Start yelling, ask him if he stole your hip.
Then I don't have to drive him home anymore.
Yeah, get out of here, you goddamn.
You know what both of them say? I talk to death, and they will never have sex with me again anyway. That's why I gotta have so many turnover every week. I can't get the same one more than once.
And then ask him why he got offended that the interview was made.
Next topic, Ireland is about to legalize gay marriage. I think first country to fully legalize it, although I thought it was Canada, but the headline made it sound like that was the first country.
Huh.
We only need to check the headlines here.
Look, I'm gay and I don't give a fuck. Who gives two shits about this marriage bullshit? Marriage is just a thing to control slaves. That's what it was invented for. Everybody says anything else is a fucking jerk off. It's control people and this and that. I believe marriage is just a fucking downward spiral. I mean, some people, like my daughter's happily married. She got a good husband. They're pretty happy. I know some other people that have been pretty happily. But myself, no one would marry me.
Can't tie on this beast.
No, it's not that. It's just who the fuck is going to marry you?
An Asian boy looking for citizenship?
No, they won't even marry me.
No.
They know I'm not a good fucking...
They don't want to be a citizen that bad.
Yeah. Exactly. I know a friend of mine got... Well, I'm not going to mention his story of the day today.
All right, don't... First time ever Bobby stopped himself, ever in the history of Bobby Hall.
No, I feel bad for some people. You know, when they go to marry somebody, they you know, it's a paid marriage, but then they think the person's going to actually still love them.
Yeah.
And the guy's a friend, so I feel bad for the guy.
That's you all. Told the story without telling it just now.
Exactly.
Next story, the rapper named Chinx.
He got killed right by my house. Right near my house.
Got gunned down at a light.
Yeah, on Briarwood, on Queens Boulevard. I live on Queens Boulevard, near Queens Boulevard, in Forest Hills. And then the next, like, up past the cemetery and stuff, there Briarwood's right near there, the Dunkin' Donuts. He got shot right in the street there.
Huh.
And he works for, what's the name, French?
I never heard of this rapper. Who shot him?
He works for a guy...
Probably a rival rapper.
No, probably somebody just saw he was in a Porsche driving down the street at 4 in the morning. They might have been arguing back and forth or some shit, and the guys pulled out a gun and just fucking blasted him. It was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't be driving a Porsche in Jamaica.
Not at 4 in the morning. With you,
not at any time.
With your gold chains on and all your rap game going.
Yeah. That's sad. I mean, rappers dying. Sad.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
More sad news. Bristol Palin no longer getting married to the Marine.
Oh, yes! Thank goodness. He got fucking smart. There he goes. Dakota Maya. That's one of my Marines, baby. Medal of Honor recipient. How about that, pal? Did you mention that he was a Medal of Honor recipient? And that was Sergeant Dakota Maya? Did you mention that?
I thought you would, so I didn't need
to. Oh, yeah, you did right, I fucking will. One of the great fucking Marines there, Medal of Honor recipient. I felt bad when he mentioned that he was going to marry her.
Yeah.
And I went like, oh, shit, man, he's going to ruin his fucking life.
Well, clearly.
She's a good-looking girl, though. She might be a nice piece of pussy. But that's all. He got the pussy. Now go move on, Dakota.
Clearly it was a political move, and now that she's not running for office, there's no reason for the marriage.
Exactly.
Marines are good people. Yeah. I entertained some of them over in Okinawa. They have great gyms over there.
Yeah.
Great gym to work out in.
Oh, yeah.
I got worried. I was like, is there a good gym? He goes, it's Marines. Right. Great gym.
They all work
out.
They
got pictures. Start early, train hard, finish strong. That was their motto.
Yeah.
I still practice that.
A few more topics left. The Texas governor signed a law preventing Texas cities from enacting a law to ban fracking in their city.
I heard that. Yeah. That is the most ridiculous fucking thing. After they found out, Texas and Oklahoma. Oklahoma has the same law.
Okay.
Oklahoma, all these earthquakes they're having there, they've been having a lot of small earthquakes in Oklahoma.
Fracking related?
Oh, they're all fracking related. And then they sign a law saying you can't stop the fucking fracking. The same thing as Texas.
What's funny to me about this is...
This is ridiculous.
Is a lot of the states in the middle of the country cry about big government and telling them what to do. But this is an example of big government, this case, Texas state government, telling individual communities what they can and can't do in their community.
Right. And they're going to frack themselves. They might make a little money here. They've got landowners who own that land. I have a friend of mine who owns a lot of land in upstate New York and Pennsylvania. He's just waiting. He's a nice guy, the guy, but fuck him. You know what I mean?
He owns half the fucking...
He's a big fracker. You can't believe it.
These guys love fracking.
He's a buddy of mine, but he owns like half of Austin Street. Like he hit the sperm lottery.
Mm-hmm.
The sperm lottery?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Bob?
That means his family had a whole lot of money and he inherited it.
Okay,
that's the sperm lottery, buddy.
Okay.
You never heard that before? You're that's a fucking imbecile.
The birth lottery.
No, it's called the sperm lottery, Bill.
Aaron.
And before the birth.
Sure. We're going to go to the referee on this one.
I mean, the way Billy says it, Bobby says it, it's way more. I don't know who
Have
Billy is.
Have you heard that before?
It's very convincing. Whenever Bobby picks a point and he explains
he's
it, you, I buy into it. If Bobby Haha was stock, I'd be buying a couple hundred pieces of it.
He's convinced me of all sorts of facts that I know to not be true just because he's so impressed with it.
No, but can I tell it like it is? It's a sperm lottery.
So he won the sperm lottery.
He won the sperm lottery. And he owns a whole bunch of land in Queensland, too. But he owns a lot of upstate and a lot of Pennsylvania land. And all of it is ripe with the oil under there.
Mm.
Speaking of lottery, NBA lottery tonight. Anyone give a shit?
No.
No.
Great. Two more topics. New York recently seized 70 kilograms of heroin.
Yeah.
Right. Now, 70
I figured
kilos.
That would be an issue here and there.
I used to sell heroin at one time. Yes, I did.
What's the street value of 70 kilograms?
Okay, a kilo used to go... Okay, for a pound of heroin, it used to go for like 80,000. Talking about 160,000 a kilo.
Okay.
A little better. About 200,000 a kilo.
Okay.
A pound was... Because it's a pound... It's 2.2 pounds.
So like 14 million.
It's a lot of money.
And that's
a lot of horse, bro.
No, and that's wholesale.
Yeah.
Now by the time it reached the dime bag, after they cut it a few times,
yeah,
and then it reaches dime bags out in the street, now you're talking 50 million or more. It's a lot of fucking heroin right there. And if it was the good heroin like years ago, before the idiots in this country taught the fucking people how to cut it, when it was really pure, you could hit it 50 times at one time. Now, you can hit it once or twice. It's about it.
I thought it was the opposite, that heroin quality got better over time.
No. Heroin, at one time, you could actually give, if you wanted to make heroin, to sell a lot of bags, you give what's known as a hot shot. You give a pure bag of dope out. So somebody's going to die. They're going to OD off of that.
Yeah.
And everybody finds out what brand that is.
And they know
it's... They're going to march over there to get that shit. They want to see what's good enough to kill a motherfucker. But now you start cutting it a little bit. You know what I mean? And you're cutting it down so where people just feel it, but then they got the good taste of that good brand.
So it's
and
safer.
And they're
going
to stick with that brand. They usually have a mark, like a sting on the brand.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Like a...
Well, I read a
angel
whole...
Angel or H, this is heaven... All the way to heaven and shit like that. So, you know, they go all the way to heaven. I don't know who owned that brand, but it was a brand out there years ago. And then you also, there's a couple of big brands out there.
Our In the Field correspondent, Ted Teddyman, sent me a link to this huge article in Wired magazine about the Silk Road, which was this online drug exchange program where you could just anonymously buy and receive whatever drug you want.
It's still open, isn't it?
No, it got shut down by the FBI in 2013. It was on for 2 years. A similar site might have opened up, I'm sure.
There's probably plenty.
But it was about the manhunt to find the guy. But it was like buyers and sellers, and you could rank them.
It's not one guy. It's hundreds of thousands of people all over the world.
Right, but there was one guy who created the whole system. Right. So they caught him. It was a really interesting article. 2013 or 14.
I didn't know they caught the guy. As long as he wasn't the one selling drugs, he just
facilitated the marketplace for anonymous transactions, but where you can still rape people.
Yeah,
and, like, actually have like trust established between two anonymous parties. So it's good.
Where'd you used to sell horse, Bobby? Brooklyn.
Is heroin
called Bushwick?
Yeah,
that's where I'm from.
That's long time before it was gentrified, Ben.
No, now it's all these fucking hipsters like Ben coming around.
Yeah.
And you fucking Canucks, too.
Yeah.
You fucking come over here.
I don't go to Brooklyn. Brooklyn disgusts me.
Oh, I went there the other day. You ever go to Blue Stove?
Aaron's an Astoria boy.
No, you gotta take your girlfriend over there to Blue Stove.
Why?
Because Bobby knows the guy.
No, I don't. I don't know them at all. They're hipsters. I went in there twice this week. On Friday with one date, and Saturday with another one.
Yeah.
They have the best pies.
Yeah, I'm not a pie guy.
No, but they have really, like, unbelievable pies. If you want a good pie, or you can go the way out to Brooklyn to the Steve's Key Lime for the best Key Lime pie
in the
world.
That'd be nice.
That's the best Key Lime. They only sell Key Lime pies.
I'll tell you where I think also has maybe good Key Lime. What about City Island?
No, that ain't the same ballpark.
They got seafood up there.
Yeah, but the Key Lime pie, the best Key Lime pie there is in New York, is Steve's Key Lime Pie and Blue Stove.
Okay.
And they're like $30 a pie.
What I go down to Miami a couple times a year, and I get Key Lime Pie down there. That's very good.
It's not better than Steve's Key Lime.
You don't know that.
I've been there.
This is the most boring podcast conversation.
I don't give a fuck what we were talking about, Key Lime Pie pal. Shut your fucking mouth when people talk
about it. Joe's Stone Crab.
Joe's Stone Crab is only open for a couple of months out of the year, first of all.
No.
The
prime season's open.
Prime season is... only a couple of months out of the year. Because I used to be allergic to crab and lobster.
Apparently today will be in the food category of podcast.
Stone crab is good.
I cannot eat them at one time. Now I can. I had to get
hypnotized. Mustard sauce.
What happened was I had to get hypnotized.
Yeah.
And now I'm not allergic to crabs or shellfish anymore. Or cats. I used to be allergic to them. So I went and got hypnotized.
So you can eat stone
by
crabs
Dr.
and
Warren
cats.
Bass, who I went to school under, and I became a hypnotist.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Joe Stone Crab, I had to go there one time with my ex-girlfriend. I'm not going to mention her name because she was a reporter or whatever the fuck she was. And I went down there with her, and I had to eat meat. They had the worst fucking steak in the world.
Yeah, you can't get steak.
It was garbage. No, but it was garbage.
Like salty, right? Tastes way too salty. It's like shit. Season it. Yeah,
it was like shit.
I agree.
While she was eating, she had the bib on, and she's breaking the fucking hammer. She's breaking over them stone crabs. And she was going, and it was right in season, too.
Yeah.
Because she knew what the season was, because she lived down there. And we'd have to wait to get in there, because she was a news reporter, so we were right in. But she would break the fucking hammer and eat the fucking stone crabs, and I'm sitting there with this nasty fucking steak.
Yeah.
And then she didn't want to give me the pussy until later on. And then, why do you think I'm with the Chinese boys? They always give you the pussy.
Yeah.
Chinese boy pussy. And I'm going to say here, for the last time, there's no pussy like Chinese boy pussy.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. That's some good pussy there, boy.
He likes that pussy.
That's right.
Yeah. Ben, you ever try it?
Never tried Chinese boy pussy.
Just black boy pussy?
Next.
Never tried boy pussy.
Gentrifying black assholes. One Starbucks at a time.
Last topic before user tweets. Bill O'Reilly from Fox News disputes his domestic abuse charges. I wouldn't be surprised if his right hand was fair and balanced.
Look, here's the thing with Bill. You're going to marry Bill? You fucking listen to Bill, lady. What the fuck you doing? This guy works hard all day.
Right, he's making millions of dollars.
Yeah, comes home, his dick barely works. You fucking listen to Bill. Bill says, hey, why's this dirty pot in the fucking thing? You answer real quick, and you're going to get, boom, fucking right hand in the
right.
mouth.
First of all, you know she's got serpents and everything over there.
I'm not advocating for domestic violence, but you marry Bill O'Reilly, you're expecting to get smacked with a Bible once in a while.
Right, just like the other fat guy. What was his name? Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah.
What do you fuck you think he did when he was on the pills? You didn't think he smacked his wife around?
Yeah. You want to mess with the right wing, you're going to get the right cross. That's exactly. What happens.
What else?
Republican lover.
Yeah.
User.
I like Sean Hannity.
No, you're talking about sports.
I like Sean Hannity better than Bill O'Reilly, by the way.
Yeah, he's a little bit lesser.
Yeah, I like
he's
Hannity.
A lesser of that right hand.
He's always got good arguments. He always puts people in their place. I don't know where he gets his facts from, but they're very good. But he's
a left-handed guy, Sean Hannity. So yeah. He's just going to give you the quick left hand.
Southpaw.
Yeah, he's just going to give a good fresh one.
And Megyn Kelly may mess her man up.
Megyn Kelly. I heard her say one day to her husband, she said, you want another fresh one? And the guy goes, no. She goes, I'll give you another fresh one.
He came on to promote his book on her show, and
she said something about a fresh one,
She goes, oh, you fuck this up, you fucking half a cock.
Yeah, she says, I'll give you a fucking, you want another fresh one? Just like that. Yeah. And she wasn't talking about no lemonade either, that fucking bitch. Yeah. You could tell that fucking Irish whore. She'll fucking fuck you
Megyn
up in a second.
Megyn Kelly makes the money in that house. I would go back to stripping just to do her bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Show up with one of those bear masks on. Be like, this isn't going to suck itself, lady. I get a Reagan tattoo on my fucking abs. And then it'd say, trickle down this.
Right on his balls.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
User tweets.
No, did you mention sports?
What do we got in sports,
We got the Yankees.
I said, does anyone give a shit about the NBA draft? That was my sports.
No,
you're
the Rangers. They're in the playoffs.
The Rangers are in the
playoffs. They lost last night. They're 1-1 right now.
1-1. They're going to win the cup this year, I feel.
I don't know about all
that. I don't know. St. Louis looked, the Tampa Bay looked pretty fucking good.
Tampa could beat them, but it's not going to be that problem. It's going to be, Anaheim is going to be pretty much unstoppable.
Yeah.
Anaheim's a phenomenal team.
Yeah. And he's from Canada, so he knows his fucking hockey.
I know hockey.
They love their fucking hockey over there. They'll fucking kill you over there for hockey.
Yeah.
We are the
native Canadians, and we are a proud people.
Yeah, and they're, from Toronto, most of them talk like that there, Yeah.
Yeah, I know. All right, user tweets, and then Aaron can go to the gym.
I gotta go to the fucking gym too, you cocksucker. First, I gotta go to the fucking laundry mat.
You gotta go to the gym to just go in the steam room and ask who's gonna suck this.
No, I got my own. I got a sauna in my house.
He does have a son in his apartment.
I love that.
Oh, the boys love that.
User tweets.
Oh, it's the sauna. Oh, I sweat out there to semen.
Yeah, that's what the other one said the other day when he came over. It wasn't the 20 minutes. Oh, you have a sauna. Oh, I love a sauna. Can I come over?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you come over. As soon as they come over, they got to get naked to get in the sauna.
Yeah.
So that's like half the battle right there. Yeah. I didn't have to do it. I used to make moves on them. No, I don't. I sit back there like, I don't want to get laid. I sit back in the sauna with them.
Yeah.
Sweating their fucking balls, talking bullshit. I'm talking about fucking conspiracies and the 9/11 and everything.
Bobby does the podcast in his sauna, but he doesn't record it. So that's why he has to come here once a week.
That's funny.
Well, because of that, all the speak the English is very good, like he said.
Oh, you trick me in the sauna and now you rape him a man pussy. I can't deter anybody. Bobby, Dick a half a hard, you shove it in there, use your fingers, and we did no lubricant. Where's a lubricant? Bobby, please use a lubricant to maybe a saliva. Do you have a saliva? You can put the saliva on. Bobby, ripping my anus. Bobby, so much blood. Bobby, my feces. My feces are spray. Bobby,
Penis almost hard. It's almost hard. You put it in with your thumb and your fingers. You force it in. You put it on, no Vaseline. A breeze of Vaseline. A roar on, maybe. You use a deodorant to roar on the penis. Saliva, breeze. Some saliva. Okay, use my poo. Use my poo and my bra. That's a lubricant. Oh, Bobby. Oh, Bobby. Oh, oh, the sun that makes sweat in my asshole. Oh, Bobby. Oh, Bobby. Oh, I had the last torture when I arrived back in the Vietnam. Oh, Bobby. Oh, Bobby. Oh, you fuck me for one, the chocolate bar, a Nestle Crunch. Oh, oh, Bobby. Oh, Bobby. Oh, so much abroad. I ruse abroad. It's a Chinese water torture. Oh, Bobby. You're so dehydrated. Oh, Bobby. Oh, Bobby. Oh, please. It's not even the sauna. You trick me. It's just an airy way. Oh, oh, Bobby. It's no sauna. It's just an airy. And you breathe a hot breath on my neck, Bobby. Oh, Bobby. You trick me. I never go on Tinder again, Bobby. You're not a lady. Oh.
Wow.
That was good. Now, what about music?
I'm pretty sure Teddy Man's about to find out why Aaron Berg usually closes shows.
Yeah.
See, that's going to be hard to follow. Mm. Although I will say, if this wasn't our last episode, iTunes might have taken us down for that extremely hilariously offensive Asian impression.
That's not offensive.
I'm pretty sure the Asian UN would make us apologize.
What? It wouldn't make up to any fucking.
I like that it's not a sauna, that you're just breathing hot air. It's not a sauna, it's airy way. Oh, Bobby, no lubricant. Oh, Bobby, please. Please, no, Bobby, no. No, Obamacare, don't cover this. Oh, Bobby, no, Obamacare. You leave me, I'm going to need 18 stitches in my asshole. Oh, Bobby, ooh, it's like a lape, but I said yes. Oh, Bobby, trick me.
I feel Aaron really knows you, Bobby.
He knows. He knows all Bobby hot tricks.
All right. User tweets. Tough act to follow.
This is the greatest fucking episode ever.
This is a really good episode.
This is better than Mike Vecchione anytime with his bullshit, with his muscle confusion. But you can get it at iTunes. It's a great fucking CD.
Get it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Teddy Man says, a Chinese man once lived... A Chinese man once lived for 55 years without an anus. Bobby Haha took it and sold it on eBay.
Okay, that's good.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I come right in with what's going on right now.
I messaged Teddy earlier today to let him know that it was probably our last episode, so he should bring the heat. Teddy says, at the PA Pod, a very good thing, Aaron Berg will be there for the last show. Funny and smart guy. And he has more muscles than Bobby Haha.
Yeah, that's true.
Teddy goes on, PA Pod, thanks to Big Ben Comedy, that's me, for reading my tweets and for Bobby Haha for sharing his truths. His dirty, filthy truth of carnal piggery.
Well.
That's him using his Yale education for saying butt-fucking, carnal piggery.
Yeah. He fucks his carnal piggery.
Teddy goes on, the PA Pod, but seriously, thank you to Bobby for his service to the country and his self-serving... anti-spiritual carnal obsessions for all.
Yes.
Nice.
Teddy goes on. For all that Bobby has told about human nature, there is no hope. The good times are a memory, and the future will have a pink sock.
That's true. Good pink sock.
Pink sock. Prolapsed asshole, bro.
Yeah. Vaseline.
And last tweet from @TrueDreamer75. New one. We'll give her a follow. At the PA Pod, so weak. That's going on my Rebel Mouse. And then there's Boondock Saints thing and Boondock a Rebel Saints. Mouse. What's a Rebel Mouse? I don't know.
I was in the Boondock Saints too, so I have a lot of great fans that watch Boondock Saints.
Oh, you were in that movie?
Yeah, so they follow.
I saw the Boondock Saints. You were number two?
I was in number two.
Was that straight to DVD?
Played Jojo Rama. No, it wasn't straight to DVD. What the fuck I look like, you?
crazy.
Yeah, it was in movie theaters. It's done great.
That would take a little fucking picture here, a little selfie here before we go.
Yeah. Before we go for the last thing, me, Ben, and Aaron are here.
Any final thoughts, Bobby? What have we learned?
Yeah, we learned that
that Bobby sucks at selfies. Bobby's just getting okay. There you go.
No, I'll put you into
good selfie.
Good selfie. Good
selfie.
You can't tell I ate a whole pint of ice cream last night, can you? I ate a whole pint of ice cream and a steak.
Ben and Jerry's
you know, you seem part of Ben. That's perfect.
Yeah. That's about right.
Ben's been fading out.
What have you learned in 2 years, Bobby, if anything?
What have I learned? That Ben is a fucking dick. He don't listen to fucking good shit, man. Why is Ben Rosenfeld asking me if I'm close?
You close?
Like, you close?
Who's this close guy? Do you know Bobby this guy? Ha? Never heard of him.
Who's that?
I don't know. Some guy just hit me on Twitter. Hey, can I be on your show? I don't know you.
What do you mean, be on your show?
I host a show Mondays at the
Stand. Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, I have a CD out on iTunes called Comedy Coltrane. My book, Mr. Manners, is available for free download right now to promote my second book, which comes out in June. That's your phone, Bobby. Yeah. Second book is called American Etiquette, Failing Upwardly in a Fox News Nation.
Bobby just answered his phone during Aaron's plugs. Yeah. That is... He's previously answered his phone on the show, but not during someone's plugs while we're trying to end the show. Yeah. I apologize for him.
No problem. I'll do it again.
Yeah, we'll do it again when he...
I have a CD out on iTunes called Comedy Coltrane.
I think he's scheduling a date for tomorrow.
You got it. Okay. Bye-bye.
Ooh, a Bobby Hall, a hero. A Bobby Hall.
That's a lady from the lawyer.
Oh, Bobby. I'm a lawyer. I have to sue you.
I
you
ripped
my client's asshole.
I have the idea.
My album's on iTunes called Comedy Coltrane. My book, Mr. Manners.
Comedy Coltrane and Mr. Manners.
And my new book called American Etiquette will be out very shortly.
Yeah.
That's right. And what's your Twitter? At the Aaron Berger.
At Aaron Berg Comedy.
Is it Aaron Berg or Aaron Berger?
Aaron Berg.
B-E-R-G.
You got it.
What about Berger?
Out Aaron,
was it used to be Aaron Berger?
No.
No?
You're thinking Asperger's syndrome.
No, see, now you're trying to insult our guest.
I wasn't insulting him. I was insulting your intelligence.
You guys got fucking arms like an animal. This guy could kill you right now, and I would help him, too. I wouldn't even stop the guy. I would fucking help him so they wouldn't know who killed you.
I want to masturbate to a Jewish woman.
Or comedian Bobby Haha and comedian Aaron Berg. I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see ya sometime.
Bing dong.
Doi hee ho, Bobby Haha. What a